Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Corporate Worship Matters, Episode 7. And today we're talking about everything to do with Christmas carol services, because I had a question from Mulligan Price over in Belfast. Thanks, Mulligan, and happy birthday for the other day, by the way. And he asked about Christmas carol services and some tips on how to make them the best they can be. And so I've got some Christmas carols in the background, as you can probably hear, and I'm a carol-tastic person. I love Christmas. I love Christmas carols. And I think they've got a lot to help us to worship God in them, and also to help other people who wouldn't normally come to church, wouldn't normally think about Jesus. We've got a unique opportunity, a once-in-a-year opportunity, to help people to think differently about the incarnation, about why Jesus came. Carol services are great for that. And I want to share some tips here for all kinds of churches, but in particular, I think, for the smaller groups. We here in Watford have 20 adult members and nearly as many children. And we don't have all the resources bigger churches have, but nonetheless, I believe we can have fantastic carol services. So I have 7 tips today on how to have a great carol service, whatever your situation. So, point number one is give people what they want. Sometimes we can get the feeling we want to do different things with our carol services and maybe not even do a full carol service, have 2 or 3 carols and a number of other normal hymns. I think that's a mistake. I think it's okay running up to Christmas to mix carols in with normal hymns and songs that we would sing. But if you're going to do a carol service, make it a carol service. Every song a carol, or every song about the Christmas message at least. Give people what they want. If you're going to invite your friends and family to a carol service and you don't sing a bunch of carols, and you don't sing especially the famous ones that everybody knows, I think it's a mistake. We've got to give people the carols they feel they can sing. When our friends come to church, maybe they don't normally come to church, at least to know the carols. They can sing, O Come Ye Faithful. They can sing, Watch Shepherds Watch. They can sing, Hark the Herald. So give people what they want. Point number one. Point number two, respect your resources. Don't bemoan your lack of resources. If you don't have someone that can play the keyboard, don't worry about it. No one's going to judge you on that if you're a small church. Just sing the carols with enthusiasm. We can sometimes get into this mode where I wish I had that, I wish I had that. God has given you exactly what you need for what you can achieve, what He wants you to achieve. Just sing the carols with enthusiasm. Give it your best. Adapt things if necessary. If you can accompany a carol with a guitar or something else, then that's fine. But don't worry about what you don't have. And don't do what you can't do. If you really cannot sing certain carols well, then just don't sing them. There are plenty. I mean, get a book like this, 100 Carols for Choirs. There's 100 in here. There are many other books of carols and resources online of modern carols as well. There must be hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands. Don't do what you can't do. Don't bemoan what you don't have. Respect the resources that you have. Also, within this, do a little research in your congregation to unearth a talent that you have. It's funny, around Christmas, I have found people in the church to be more willing to use their talents sometimes than other times of the year. I don't know why that is, but that's often been the case. For example, people who wouldn't normally play an instrument will do it at Christmas. We have Rachel Ott in Thames Valley playing her flute this year. And she's done that before. She doesn't normally play flute in our worship services. Maybe I should ask her to do that more often. But at Christmas, she came up and volunteered. She said, would you like me to play my flute? I said, fantastic. Let's have you play the first verse of Once in Royal David City on the flute. She said, great. It's in B flat. Off she goes. So we're going to do that. You will find in your congregation, even in a small group, some people that can play the recorder, the flute, perhaps another instrument. Why not use them? Play a verse. Do an introduction to a carol, or accompany a carol in some way or other. Unearth the resources you have with actors who are willing to do a little bit of acting, readers who are willing to do some reading. We have some preteens that are fantastic at reading. So use the resources you have. Respect the resources you have. Number three, a great carol service must include children. Involve the children. The parents love it. The children love it. People that come to visit our churches love it. Involve the children. They can read if they're old enough, they can sing, they can act, a nativity play, even a short one, reading a short Christmas story. singing in Thames Valley. We've got three teenagers singing the first verse of Once in Royal David City. We've done other things with that in the past. Involve the children. It creates a great atmosphere, but more than that, also it creates that sense of involvement, which is so important. That's number three. Number four, use the opportunity to preach the gospel. Now, by this, I don't necessarily mean a sermon. In fact, I would recommend most carol services do not have a sermon. You just don't have time to fit everything else in. Do a different service. Make it different from the rest of the year. Don't preach a sermon, but there is an opportunity to get the gospel across. So I suggest something like a communion message that clearly gets across the message of the gospel, that it's good news. There's a baby born. He's going to die. Not as a baby, but Jesus is going to die. But there's good news here, and that's what the gospel is about. The angel said it's good news for all mankind. Let's bring that message across. Find a way to communicate the gospel, the basic message of good news, so that our friends who come understand what this is really all about. So that's number four. Number five, every year, add in at least one thing that's different. Something you didn't do last year, the year before, something that's a little bit different, a new carol. Learn a new carol. Teach it to the congregation beforehand, maybe a brand new carol or an old one, but just hasn't been sung in a very long, long time. We did an old carol last year in Thames Valley, where I took two midweeks to teach it, and then we sang it. It's a medieval carol, but it was fresh to the congregation. Do one thing different. Last year, I wrote a piece for the men to sing, the men worship team. This year, I'm writing a piece for me to sing and play the piano. Pray for me, because I haven't finished it yet, and it's Thursday, and the carol service is Sunday, so getting there. pressure makes diamonds, right? So, but add in one thing different. This year in Thames Valley, also, we're doing a spoken word piece, which is Perry has put together, where we've got some people speaking a passage of scripture in a coordinated way. That'll be different. Look forward to seeing how that turns out. Maybe read a children's story. Did that last year in Watford. Finding a children's story about Christmas and reading it with the children sitting all around you, or something like that. Do one thing a little bit different. That's number five. Number six, make sure to contrast the majestic with the intimate. The Christmas story is all about that, isn't it? The majesty of the wise men coming, the majesty of the angels, the whole company of the heavenly host singing in Luke chapter 2. The contrast of that with the scene around the manger, of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds coming in. There's an intimacy there. That reflects the majesty of God and the intimacy of his relationship with us. Good carol services contain the majestic, so the "O come, ye faithful," and "Hark the herald," and the big stuff. And if you can make a big sound, all the better. But also the intimate, away in a manger, silent night. Those kinds of carols include the majestic and the intimate. That's number six. Number seven, finally, think about the wrapping. A good carol service has good wrapping. Why? By that, what I mean is prepare it well, as in invitation cards, and get those out on social media as well as physically to people. Give enough time for people to invite their friends, particularly around Christmas. People make plans ahead of time to go to their church or other churches where there's a carol service going on. So give your friends plenty of time. Put that invitation out there as soon as you can. But also, as well as an invitation card and preparation beforehand, the wrapping afterwards, the mulled wine, the mince pies, perhaps even a meal. We're going to do that in our carol service in Watford on the 24th. Sing our carols and have some mulled wine and all that, but then also eat together and bring potluck dinner together there for that carol service. So think about the wrapping, what will make it special, not just the songs and the music and the way you do that. So those are our seven tips, my seven tips at least, that I put together quickly this morning in response to Mulligan's question. So number one, give people what they want. Traditional carols, make sure you sing them. Number two, respect your resources. Don't bemoan what you don't have, but use what you do and find out what other resources you might have that could be useful. Number three, involve the children. They will thank you for it, and so will the parents and everybody involved. Number four, find a way to preach the gospel. Maybe not a sermon, but some way to get the good news across. Number five, add in at least one thing that's different. Not too much that's different in one go, but at least one thing that's different and new. Number six, contrast the majestic and the intimate. And finally, number seven, think about the wrapping, the invitation cards, and what you're going to do afterwards to make it so special. Well, those are my seven thoughts. What about yours? What ideas have I missed out? What have you done that you find is particularly useful and works in the past where you are? What are you doing this year that may be different from anything else you've ever done? I would love to know. And so would everybody who listens to these and watches these recordings. So please leave a comment right now. Don't do it later. Leave it right now. Even if it's one sentence, just tell us what you're doing, why you're doing it, what works, why it works, and maybe even things that haven't worked, because that's okay. We learn from those things as well. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I do pray that this will be a great Christmas season for you in your corporate worship and whenever you gather, especially at your carol services this week or two ahead. I pray that you have wonderful times of corporate worship. Take care and God bless.